Start your day the right way by taking charge of your physical and mental fitness.
It's important to know your numbers. They determine if your blood pressure is high or low, your cholesterol balance, even your blood sugar level, heart rate, and much more.
Get tested by visiting your doctor, clinic, or stop by at any health center closest to you.
Take control today. This message is from Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
This is Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
Good morning. Today we'll be talking about women's health, living a productive life, work-life health integration, as opposed to work-life balance. Thank you, Dr. Kemi Kwenin and Dr. Ashalu, for coming on the program. It's a pleasure to have both of you here with us, particularly in this month, which happens to be International Women's Day month. So can you just start with explaining your concept of what is a work-life health integration and why it's important vis-a-vis the work-life balance?
Thank you very much. Work-life integration, to address that concept, I think it's by first defining what health is according to the World Health Organization. Health is a state of complete well-being, mentally, physically, socially, and not just the absence of illness. And now we have some people defining it and adding even spiritually and economically. Now, in the gastroenterology space, there's a lot of impact that having an adequate work-life integration puts on your health. Talk about the gut health, talk about the gut microbacter. The gut microbacter, for most people, are affected by stress. Talk about people having disequilibrium because of stress, and because of that, they have illnesses that are not, some illnesses that are difficult to manage. We talk about some conditions like inflammatory bowel disease, irritable bowel syndrome, some
very non-specific illnesses that are very hard
functional dyspepsia. You have all these illnesses that the person or hypochondriacs, you know, but people just keep going to the hospital because of stress. In GI, we talk about the gut-brain axis. We say that the brain and the gut, they have like an express connection, and that is why for a layman, I said when you are scared, you rush to the toilet. Why? What is the relationship between being scared and going to the toilet? It is that anxiety, that sympathetic pathway sometimes. But the gut-brain axis is actually more complex than just this sympathetic activity that happens when you're scared. But it can give us a picture into what happens if work-life balance are integrated adequately. And to talk about these balances, let's start about your even mental health. In a way to make it simple, I talk about coming from the brain. Who are you? What are you? Why are you? Where are you? I think when people identify who they are, what they are supposed to do, and where they are, they are able to put yourself as a pivot of this discussion as a woman. Who are you? I'm not Dr. Pamela. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my passion? What do I want to be? And when I identify that, I think that can help us with the mental aspect. This is who I am. This is what I am meant to be. These are my strengths. These are my weaknesses. So I can elaborate my strength and work on my weaknesses so that I can be what I want to be, where I am supposed to be. And there's also social well-being, because in this age of social media, there's this line that is blurred. People don't know who they are again, because everyone is projecting their own individuality on you. Earlier, in the last decade, we only had television to tell us behavioral changes and impacts. But now we have social media. Everybody has a social network. Everybody has a TV on YouTube. And if you're not careful, you are getting information from here and there. Everybody's project, your space, and you're hearing, oh, this is it, this is it. It's so easy to get lost as a woman in that space. And it's so easy to put stress. And it's so easy to get healed because of this disappropriate.
So many different things.
so many different
Absolutely.
So who are you? What are you? Mental health, mental space.
Yeah.
And meditation. Yeah. I think finding your own space, finding your own time to speak with yourself, to think about yourself, to know what, to reassess yourself so that you don't
These
get lost.
Very important.
That's where it starts from.
Okay.
That's where it starts
from.
Let me
speak to Dr. Kemi Quenin, if you can also give us your perspective. Women's health, living a productive life, work-life health integration, as opposed to work-life balance.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pamela, and thank you for having me on the show again. It's always a pleasure. And I absolutely actually love this topic. When I saw it, I was like, wow. And the reason this topic is important is we tend to live our lives, you know, in a certain manner. You wake up, if you have a job, you go to work, you come back, you live with the family, and then the cycle repeats the next day. And often, most of us actually don't take time to slow down. You know, I don't want to repeat some of what Dr. Ashalu said, but she absolutely defined what health is. And I think when we look at work-life health balance, the center of it actually is health. We don't tend to focus on health that much. But if you're not healthy, you can't go to work. If you're not healthy, you can't live life, you know. Work-life balance was the buzzword for many years. And I'm very happy that phrase is changing, because we tend to focus on, okay, work, what's work? Is your job, if you have a job, or whatever side business you're doing, what's life? People tend to view life as just family, but there's actually more to life than family. And this is where women come in. You know, women traditionally were seen as home beings or home nurturers. And
homemakers. So,
exactly, homemakers, and everything revolves around the family. You know, you're either wife, your mother, your daughter, and that's your life. And so, of course, when you as time has progressed, women are now in the workplace, and they then have to juggle these two hats that they wear, homemaker hat, work hat. And I think that's where this whole work-life thing comes in. But absolutely centered to it all is your health. Without good health, you cannot perform any of these functions. So I'm actually glad that phrase has come, you know, that phrase of work-life health integration. You can't, you know, you can't have one without the other. So health is central to everything. And to repeat a little bit of what Dr. Ashalu said again, what is work? You know, when I was thinking about this topic, the first thing is, before you can actually have a good balance of all this, you have to know, what is work to you as a person? What is work? What do you define? Is it your job that you're doing? What do you see as work? Then again, what is life? For some people, life is just their kids. We have a lot of single parents, single moms. Some, what life is, maybe their parents, their elderly parents. For some, life is their friends, their family, their social life. You know, so what is life to you? And of course, finally, and really central to it all, is what is health? You know, people think of health as, oh, I'm not sick, I'm not on any medication, I'm healthy. But health is way far more than that. You know, central to it is mental health. If you're not in a good mental health space, you're not even going to be healthy physically without even realizing. So absolutely love the topic. Very important. And I think as a woman, because women wear so many hats, you know, they need to get this right to be able to function well.
Dr. Kemi, I think I've learned a lot. I'm like, am I supposed to be on this discussion or learn? I'm trying to bring myself to, like, you are supposed to talk. So actually, you've nailed it on the very well. I'm happy that you've nailed it on the appropriately. So, like you rightly said, what is work? What stresses you? Some people are able to go longer. Some people are able to do things because they have a passion and they love it. And sometimes you can just do something very minute. Maybe something is taking 1 hour of your time in a whole week, and it looks like a stressful condition because you don't like it. So I think as women, we definitely need to have a time where we assess every time. We should also understand that we're dynamic. As a woman, you're dynamic. You're changing. What I loved yesterday might have changed today. That's a place of reassessment. And look at where I'm high. What am I doing? What am I expected to do? Like, if I was living in Ogun State, the pressures of living in Ogun State is definitely different from if I'm living in Lagos. And the things I'm expected to do in order to have a safe space in my own mental health, basically, will be different. am I factoring? How is my sleep? How is my commute to work? How am I balancing traffic? Some people get worked. I remember when I was working in Lutz, every time I'm driving, I don't think of leaving the country until I'm driving in the morning. Every day when I'm driving, I'm like, I'm leaving this country because of traffic, because I'm like, okay. So, and that's actually, by the time you get to work, you're like, whooped up, you're like, oh. So you have to get to a space where you know that you prepare your mind. I have a friend who was talking about one mental health specialist who was saying, what can I do in traffic to make sure that I'm not worked up? I'm not stressed. So being in traffic does not necessarily mean get stressed. So I'm talking about where you are, who you are, and also know that you're dynamic. You're not the same person you were yesterday. You're changing. Some health changes happen with you as you grow older. Some happen to you when you're young. When is the time to activate and push yourself to the maximum? So it's really very, very important in terms of you as a dynamic being, you as a person. Who are you? What are you trying to do? And part of what I was thinking about when I was thinking about this episode is talking about how, as a woman, we talk about physical health, because I went to the WHO classification definition because I wanted us to use those parameters that WHO listed. They listed the physical. And like you've at least adding part of this is the health, is the physical health part, because sometimes there's so many things that will not show that you need to go ahead and be proactive. You need to look out for them. Otherwise, you get caught up in an unexpected way. I had a woman recently at work.
I want to agree with that, particularly as you get older. I think I just want to emphasize that. Please carry on.
Thank you. But as you get older, yes, you need to look out. You need to be proactive about your health. A woman in her middle age, she recently had a diagnosis of cancer, gastric cancer. And the day I listened to the woman, I was really sad, because this is a single woman who was left with about 4 children. And she told me she worked all her life. She told me she had to leave a non-paying government job, that she was a policewoman, and she had to start working out, going here, making sure she's even doing like artisan work just to support her children. Right now, we're making a diagnosis of cancer, and the children, some of them are in America, some of them are, and she was really sad. And that day, I was so sad as a woman myself. I can see a woman who has sacrificed. She said she gave, her children were so happy. They were expecting her to have money, that she would be hiding money under the carpet, you know, from the layman. I was really impressed about this woman has made so much effort for her children. And as women, we get carried away with our purpose. And she said, I'm a mom. My children must be this. We neglect ourselves. So part of this work-life integration is, who are you? So that you'll be there when these children are now ready to repay you. Absolutely. You'll be there as their support system. And that means you need to check out. You need to go for checkup. Go and assess. Check yourself from the head. Yeah. Thank you.
That's true. That actually is such an excellent point. And it actually brings me to one of the points I was going to point out about, you know, this whole work-life health thing is me time. What I want to define as me time. I mean, a lot of people see me time as a selfish, oh, you're just thinking about yourself. But actually, you know, it's a term whereby if you don't put yourself first and prioritize yourself, your health, your needs, you're not going to be able to perform all those functions you need to perform. Especially with the example you just given. This is a lady that's put other people before herself. Yes, they're her children, they're this, they're that. But at the end of the day, she's now ended up, you know, with a cancer. We don't know whether the cancer was linked to stress. There's no way of knowing, obviously. But if you don't put yourself first in almost everything, you know, in the sense of, okay, have I eaten healthy? Have I had enough sleep? You know, what will make me happy? What is so that you can then perform well at work? You can be a good employee to your employer, a good mom to your children, a good spouse, a good daughter, you know, whatever hats you wear, you know, good business partner. When you're cranky because you're stressed, and of course, stress leads to, you know, anxiety, sadness, insomnia, so many things, and physical ailments even, you know, we've seen patients, and I'm sure you have as well, that complain of so many symptoms, by the time you do all the tests, you can't find anything. You find out it's actually stress or anxiety that's related. By the time you delve into the social history, you find that actually the person is living a very stressful life and then they fall ill. So that me time is so important. Me in the sense of, what do I need to stay healthy so that you can balance all these things carefully? Very, very good point. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.
So, Dr. Kemi, what are some of the common challenges that women face when they're trying to balance work, life, health, etc.? And how can they overcome them?
Okay, great. That's a good question. I think there are lots of challenges. The commoner ones are obviously expectations, societal expectations. I think women go through life feeling they have to do this, they have to do that. I have to look after the children. I have to be there. When my husband comes home, I have to cook dinner. I have to go to work. You know, there's all these things. And women tend to take everything on themselves because they feel like I can do it all. But, you know, nobody can do it all. So I think women have to learn to prioritize more, be a bit organized, find out what's important, what comes first. Again, back to that me time, what's important to that woman? What does she feel is a need? What do I need to do now? Do I have a deadline at work that I need to meet? Does that need to be prioritized over maybe I need to go to the market? I'm just giving examples here. So I think societal expectations are a big thing, or what the woman feels people expect of her. Of course, if you have a job, what your employer expects of you, some bosses are 24/7 bosses, you know. And in this age of working from home, if you are working from home, you have your laptop, your emails are coming, your phone is ringing all the time. How do you balance that? You know, it's very, very difficult to balance that if you have an employer that's demanding. And sometimes it's maybe having a conversation with the employer. If your employer is not the sort of person that's going to bend, then you have to decide really what's important. How are you going to manage that? You know, are you going to ignore the calls? Are you not? And it can be very tricky sometimes. But what I'd encourage women to do is take breaks. Even if you have to work like that, make sure you take a break, schedule in a break, have the time where you're not with your phone, you're actually doing something else. You know, people say, I'm on holiday. Meanwhile, they have their laptop with them. They're still working. They're not really on holiday. And I'll just talk quickly about holidays because that's a very important thing that I feel. When I first moved back to Nigeria, I heard that people, when you start a new job, you can't take leave for a year. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, a year? How can anybody work for a year without leave? But apparently it's a thing. Very, very bad. No, you cannot be healthy if you're working continuously for a year. You need a break, not just a break during your working day, but actually leave. And leave does not mean travel. Leave just means change of environment. In my own books, change your environment, change your space, change where you are. It could be going, I don't know, to Jebu for the weekend. It could be going down the road to a friend's house. You know, there's just change your working environment so that you actually have time away from work. I would say those are the main health challenges. And of course, health. If you have a health condition, then you need to have your family doctor you're seeing. Make sure you're on your medication. You know, don't take it for granted. People will say, oh, I'm too busy, I can't go to the doctor. You have to prioritize those things. If you're too busy, you can't go and you fall ill, you'll end up not being able to work. And I tell people, sometimes you actually need to take sick days. You know, don't get to the point where you burn out and you now cannot get up. And people sometimes get to that point because they keep pushing, they keep pushing. I'm too busy, I'm too busy, I'm too busy. No, there's nothing that's an emergency. I learned that very early in my career, that there's some things that can wait. Unless you're maybe an emergency doctor, you're doing surgery now, the patient is dying. No, almost anything can wait. Can wait half an hour, it can wait an hour. So I think I'd encourage people to take those breaks, prioritize what's important, organize yourself. Be healthy. Make sure you're seeing your doctor regularly. Take your medication. If you're on prescribed medication, don't take it for granted.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shaolu.
Thank you, Dr. Kemi. That's very insightful. Let me just add some few points, basically in the aspect of other challenges women are facing. I think part of this challenge is also the economic power. A lot of women are dependent on their husband, and as such, they think that it is until the men in their lives, okay, them give them enough money, allows them to go for health checks. That's when they can go for health checks. Sometimes you have women being forced to get pregnant over and over, and so that they become very dangerous to themselves because they keep having children. You have women that can also not make decisions on whether you need to have a cesarean session or not because their husband says no. And we also have cultural expectations, part of expectations as women. As a woman, you have to be like this. As a woman, even some of us, we as Africans, we have this, women must be, you cannot do like that. So those things affect the woman. And I see a lot of women with low self-esteem. I see a lot of women competing, you know. Sometimes as an individual, you have to respect your individuality. I keep saying that, who are you? What are you? What do you want? And prioritize that. And make sure that your health challenges, your health needs. Well, you need to take a break, like the doctor said, take a break. Go for checks. And let me chip in, what are the things that I'm expecting from you to check as a woman? Your mental
and
health.
And at what age? Come check, and at what age?
Let me start with your mental health. I like calming down so that I can be a bit, you can remember. And I can also remember from the head, your mental health. Take a me time. Don't postpone your happiness, like the doctor said. Vacation does not necessarily mean go out of the country. Take a time out. Don't say I'll be happy when this person happens. No, life is a journey. That journey itself is also a destination. Make sure you are enjoying wherever you find yourself on the way to where you're going. Be happy. Make impact. Your breast. Every 2 years, have a breast check. Your cervix as a woman, every 3 years, go for pap smear. Start from age 21, or even anytime you're sexually active, 21 up to 65. Every 3 years, pap smear, or every 5 years, we talk about pap smear plus HPV testing. Do this. And also colonoscopy for everyone above 40. We talk about colonoscopy for 45 and above to take care of any cancer, any polyp developing that might lead to cancer in the future. Now, there are other ancillary test. We have full blood count, check your counts, know your numbers, know your cholesterol level, know your urinalysis, what is your kidney saying. Do that. Do your lipid, like I said. Do your, if you are, because we are Africans, check for TB. Look ahead, especially in a country where the health insurance is not adequate. Prevent, so that we don't need to start running helter-skelter. I think those are the things I will say. Prioritize, know yourself, be confident, be happy. Even though you're not where you're going, be happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think that is very important. Prioritizing oneself, and it's important to contribute to our overall productivity. And I'm sure people are noticing it. This is not a focused healthcare, as in, there's so many things that affect one when it comes to your health. There's so many different aspects. Now, we don't have much time left, but the theme for this year's International Women's Day was invest in women, accelerate progress. How do we accelerate progress from the healthcare perspective? Dr. Kemi?
Thank you. Yeah, I think we have to invest, you know, society as a whole has to invest more in women. You know, we have to know that women actually have challenges, and Dr. Ashaolu mentioned some of them. You know, women who are below the poverty line, who can't afford these things, you know, they're reliant on their husband if he decides he wants to help or not. I think those, you know, those matters need to be brought up more. We need to, you know, we need to put more, invest more into these aspects, because women, unfortunately, have always drawn the short straw. And despite the fact that there's been progress, it's still not enough. It's still not enough. You know, she mentioned that women are forced to sometimes have children. So you then have not just the women, but also the children under the poverty line. And until all these things are addressed and there's more gender equality, women are still going to keep having problems. So I would say one aspect is just more investment into, you know, into women as a whole and helping women achieve more, so that they can actually come out of that poverty line. And that might be, you know, more education, you know, more training, yeah. You know, there's so many
policies to help women. Generally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, thank you. Unfortunately, our time is up. Do you have any last words, Dr. Ashaolu, since Dr. Kemi has been speaking?
Well, on this 2024 International Women's Day, I want to tell you as a woman that we see you, we're grateful for all your efforts, to all the women making sacrifices. Thank you for all you've been doing. Take time to look out for yourself and let's accelerate this health. Let's raise our children to be self-sufficient as women and to love ourselves and to be happy.
Thank you very much.
Doctors on Air with Dr. Pamela.